Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Making the Most of Your Mouth, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them. In the current culture, it seems what goes into the mouth is given much more thought and priority than what comes out of it. Even Jesus and his disciples discussed which is more important. As Mark chapter 7, verse 18 describes, "Are you so dull?" he asked. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a person from the outside can defile them?" Sadly, in today's setting, much more focus and importance is put into what types of food goes into a mouth, while what comes out of it seems to be given very little thought. Yet Jesus took great care to explain why what goes into the body through the mouth is not as important as what comes out of it. "Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body?" Continuing his dialogue with them on the topic, Jesus had more to say about it. He went on, "What comes out of a person is what defiles them." Current culture seems to foster hateful, hurtful, and careless words designed to humiliate and destroy others, and supports the sharing of it through public and social media for the whole world to hear or read. As well, worldwide shareability through technology has escalated the effects of its destructive reach. Still, Jesus emphasized that what comes out of people's mouths is destructive to themselves, a truth seemed lost in today's society. Yet how many people might think twice about what they are writing or saying if they understood their words are defiling themselves? If individuals truly understood how their words towards others are actually revealing more about their own heart, along with causing much harm personally, they might reconsider the things they say and write. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 explains how a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. If you've ever been tempted to jump onto the social media insult wagon, consider your words as Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 urges. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Instead of lashing out with your words, Colossians chapter 3, verse 8 encourages, "But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Ask God to set a guard over my mouth, Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. When you do, Scripture assures, those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.